Como News 1000 and FM 97.7.
Frequent updates 24/7.
In-depth coverage when you want to know more.
It's 6:17, the Como Morning News for your Friday. Frank Lindsay is at the editor's desk. And along with Greg Herschel, I'm Manda Factor.
Now the story of a Bellevue clergyman and professional photographer. His name's Andy Larson. He's been to Jerusalem and the West Bank several times. And he's right now in the final stages of producing a documentary titled Blessed Are the Peacemakers.
We wanted to catch the stories of everyday people, people on the ground, people who are working in a daily conflict situation but working for peace and responding in ways that are really quite courageous.
Did you find anything that surprised you?
Yes. I think over the trajectory of this project, and I've been over there now five times, is to find that peacemakers really are all over the map, and so it's not just one side or the other. So we found a lot of people, Israeli citizens, who are really quite courageous in going against some of the cultural flows or expectation of what their society is pressuring them to do. And then also Palestinians who are of peace, who really want to work for peace.
Larson describes himself as a peacemaker, and he says Americans would be surprised to learn how much common ground there is between the two sides.
Definitely, without a doubt, because I think the grid that we read, the things that we see and experience, sometimes just through the news media and other stories, are the more toxic elements of the conflict, which are there. But there's just a lot of people who want to raise their families, want to keep their jobs, want to make a living, and want to exist with their neighbors.
He and cameraman John Yeager had a harrowing experience while they were filming one day in Jerusalem.
But at one point, they blocked the road, and it was just as this influx of people were coming in for prayer. So it's just this flow of people and a blockade. And so there was really a shoving match. And I saw one guy stand up and wave for more people to come in, come down the street. And so we saw like 100 yards up the street, just this flow of humanity coming at the barricade. And probably about 50 police force and IDF soldiers were there to counter that. And right in the middle of that, there was a lady that started to scream, and we could just feel kind of the human sandwich and the anxiety just rise. And in a few minutes, that barricade broke through, and we were sitting there having our coffees, and our table got upturned, and you know, everything was chaotic there for a few minutes.
His goal in producing this documentary is to give voice to ordinary people on both sides of the conflict who are often ignored.
So kind of give a megaphone to the people who live there every day, who are working for peace, who don't hate the other side. There's a lot of people that just, you know, they wanna coexist in this situation, but the toxic elements and the extremes and those who seek to solve the situation with force or with violence, they currently kind of have the microphone.
Andy Larson has completed about 90% of the filming for the documentary, and he hopes to have it released in May. They're still trying to raise some funds for it. You can help, and you can find out more about the project at gofundme.com/visualpeacemaking.